Today we pray for courageous faith for both staff and students on every campus, from the littlest toddler to the college student. After getting out of prison for sharing their faith, Peter and John and other disciples prayed, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." And God answered their prayers, and the church grew. Fervor, an organization that provides resources to help teens and young adults grow in their faith and relationship with Jesus, they share 6 ways to be bold for Christ at school, to have courageous faith. Be different, serve others, be confident, invite people to church or a small group, use sources already available. For example, share your testimony on YouTube. Be resilient and pray for the students and the staff. Will you stop and pray for both of them to have courageous faith and, despite the threats that might oppose them, to see God work through them like he did with the early disciples? Father God, we thank you for this group that teaches, instructs, and empowers young people and staff how to have courageous faith. But even more importantly, we are so grateful for the scriptures that show us the disciples, even after their major first melee with persecution for sharing their faith and being bold, that it was the first thing they prayed for. And according to Acts 4, you shook the place where they were praying, because they were praying in unity, and it was a prayer that you agreed with and wanted to happen, and you gave them great boldness, even though they had been bold before. So God, we pray for the staff and the students at every school, that they would stand out, that they would be different, that they would look like servants, like even the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many, that they would look for ways to put their self aside and love the ones around them through their actions, through their language. May they look different than other teenagers on campus. May they have that armadillo skin that keeps them, Lord, from going astray, that keeps them from being hurt, that can push back what the people are saying and stand strong in you. Grant them confidence and courage and strength to stay the course. May they come together with other Christians and find solidarity and encouragement. Help them to invite people to their church or to a youth group or to a Bible study or to start one on campus. We pray, God, that they would use the resources and be creative in ways that they could share their testimony despite the opposition they might encounter. Pray for a hedge of protection around those that would be bold enough to use those resources. We also pray, Father, that they would be resilient, that they wouldn't give up. Give them the endurance to not stop until you return. May they see great success in their efforts. And then lastly, Father, we pray that they would pray, that they would intercede and petition their classmates, their teachers, the administration, and any other person that is on campus, faculty, support staff, and others that come in and visit on occasion. We pray, Father, that there would be such a change on campuses that we would be grateful and we will celebrate the joy of seeing another person come to know Jesus as you do in heaven. In Jesus' name, courageous faith we declare over staff and students in the county of San Bernardino at every single campus. In Jesus' name.